Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma continuing its move toward the U.S. state of Florida with powerful winds and heavy rains. While it was crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 23 people dead and catastrophic destruction everywhere. Cuba, the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, and the two-island nation of Antigua Barbuda were among those pounded, with Barbuda virtually flattened. This man was in Antigua and just arrived back in London.
So it just makes you think, because the people that are out there, they're so limited. They don't have enough resources, they don't have enough help. And the hurricane has been 3 days now, 4 days, and now they're picking up the pieces and they're anticipating another one. I think a lot more should be done from us worldwide to help them out. And the people over there, they need it.
Barbuda is now bracing for impact from Category 4 Hurricane Jose. Back to Florida, 7 million people there, about a quarter of the population asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's landfall. In a few hours from now, highest sustained winds about 230 kilometers per hour. North Korea has marked the 69th anniversary of the founding of the nation. There were ceremonies, fanfare, as the international community watched for another potential missile test. North Korea has a history of missile tech marking these holidays. The head of the UN peacekeeping force says that rising ethnic tensions in Central African Republic are likely to spur greater conflict between the Muslim and Christian communities unless action is taken to defuse that situation. The war have been warring since 2013. This is VOA News.